From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria, even while it was losing ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government rebels inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day on Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in that city. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces group purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city, about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. A leading U.S.-based foreign policy journal, Foreign Policy Magazine, says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia in response to the Sunni kingdom's aerial war against Shiite rebels in Yemen. Foreign Policy quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official as saying a hold was placed on such shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions in civilian areas. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.